Wait, so are we going to the intro like that?
I mean...
Shit, no, I'm not ready yet,
nigga. I mean, the blunt's already going.
Exactly.
So, smoke? Shit. Hello, world! Welcome to a brand new episode of The Cypher. I'm your host, Colin Mill. I'm here with my two co-hosts. Guys, do what you do.
Yo, it's Cash the French. How y'all doing?
Hey, it's your girl, Harley.
Now, I know we did one Cypher earlier this year with you guys. I'm not sure we did any more with you guys since there have been episodes of Mac with Miles. There's been, I think, at least one episode of America So Crazy when the impeachment happened. That was earlier this year.
That was earlier this year.
Technically, we wasn't even supposed to.
By the way, everybody forgot about it apparently.
But we can see why with all these distractions. But you know, and today we was actually. I was going to drop at the movies with our review of Sonic and
Bloodshot.
And Bloodshot. And
that's the name of that movie?
Yeah, Bloodshot.
Yeah, the name of it was Bloodshot.
I just remember blood. It's like it's something with the blood.
And then I saw another movie yesterday called The Hunt. Was that yesterday or the day before yesterday? I think it was the day before yesterday. I saw The Hunt and I was going to review that too. But there's so much on my mind with this coronavirus. I was like, you know what? All that is going to have to wait because we have to discuss this. This is just... All right, we should start from the beginning.
How about the corona? Happy
first off, happy birthday, Frenchie.
Hey.
Happy birthday to this man. And it's messed up because it's St. Patrick's Day. We can't go out and do no St. Patty stuff because all the bars in New York are closed right now.
Most likely, yes.
It's a sad birthday right now.
No, it's a sad birthday. It started off bad, but it's slowly getting better.
Hey, you alive on your birthday without a coronavirus. So I feel that's a good way to start. It's a good birthday so far, if you ask me.
Yes, didn't have to go to work, like, unfortunately, but... I'm with that one.
Right.
And
hey, we should explain to you're not going to work. People, right now, New York is in semi-lockdown.
Like, high alert, semi-lockdown. Schools is closed. I currently work.
And it's crazy because I was making an announcement since last week.
Yes.
We got word from our trusted source, and we knew for a minute now New York was about to go the direction it was going. And I was giving everybody, I had people telling me they didn't believe me.
Yeah.
I had like, oh, that's conspiracy theory. They were the first person to text me 6 o'clock in the morning yesterday. Oh my God, it's true.
It actually happened.
Like, duh.
Like,
but
I told you.
Like, what did you
say? We said it.
But you know what it is though? It's because a lot of people are running around like, oh, I got people in the Pentagon that's saying, I got people in the White House, you know, everybody got somebody who got somebody, you know? And I think what it is people don't want to believe that things are this bad where information can leak out this much. And like, well, we're at that point. Do you guys see who's running the White House right now? Like, how many leaks have we had in the last year or so?
How many leaks since it started?
Right? So it's like it's trickling down. Every the information is getting out, no matter what. No matter what. But anywho, so New York right now is in a semi-lockdown. Schools are closed. A lot of businesses are closed. Gyms, movie theaters, bars, restaurants. I mean, technically, some of them are still open, but you have to order. Like, I don't know. I was actually at Applebee's when the word got around that all businesses have, like, all restaurants will have to close. And the guy who was working at our table at Applebee's, he was excited. Like, oh, snap. Yo, I just got word there's only going to be two of us here tomorrow. And the chef, that's it. No other person's going to be here. It's going to be closed. We're going to bump music. Oh, shit. It's only going to be two of us. Like, I saw the realization. He's like, I got a full 11-hour shift tomorrow. It's only going to be two of us.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just like, wait, so nobody's coming in? No. Everything got to be to go. Everything has to be to go tomorrow. I'm just like, wow. He's like, yep. It was on the news right there. He pointed out to the TV that I'm seeing, you know, the de Blasio announcement and whatnot. And mind you, I just came from the movie theater, right? And AMC was already saying, all right, if it's 500 seats in there, we're only going to allow 250. And then from 250, then, all right, instead of doing half the theater, we're just going to allow 50 in general. That's it. 50 people.
They like, shit.
And they tried it. De Blasio said, nope. The whole thing got to go. The whole theater got to close. And first it was Regal Cinema who closed theirs down. And then that AMC followed suit. Like, ah, damn it. All right. Fine. Fine. We'll close ours too. Fold their arms.
Bastard.
Like, damn it.
No.
God damn you, Rona.
That's the new shirt. So, and your fears came true. Somebody made a music about the corona. They made a song.
They have a whole Dominican song.
Oh, shit.
What do you mean?
I saw a video in I think it was Tokyo or Japan, one of the Asian countries where they did a K-pop song and dance about washing your hands. Saw a South African version of it when they were talking about washing your hands. And there's a lot of songs right now about washing your goddamn hands. And it's just like, are we children now? Like, what were y'all doing this whole time? Was nobody washing their hands?
The shit that I've seen, there's some people need to teach their kids. And
kids, man, some of these adults don't know how to wash their hands.
It's surprisingly enough, I saw this video, and it was these three people, right? And the way they set it up, it was like you had one guy standing in the guy's bathroom and a girl standing in the girl's bathroom. Mm-hmm. And every time somebody went to use the bathroom and they didn't wash their hands, then they would contact a person that was standing outside of both bathrooms.
Right.
And that person would walk up to the person and be like, hey, you know, like while they're coming out, like, hey, would you mind going inside and washing your hands? Like, that's disgusting. Like, straight up, just like that.
That's crazy.
And like, a lot of people got mad.
What?
Like, they didn't... They spent
apologize.
More of the time trying to figure out how the guy knew that they didn't wash their hands.
There's a snitch on the inside.
Yeah, and, like, they were just... It was bad. It was bad. Like, it was a lot of grown folks walking out of all races, all colors, walking out without washing their goddamn hands. Like, it was like, no wonder... Fucking Corona's all over the goddamn place.
The only time I'm not gonna wash my hand if I have sanitizer right in my pocket and I got to go real fast and I don't have time, but I got the sanitizer right there. And that's only when I know my hands are really semi, like, really clean. Like, I know I didn't dig up my butt that whole day. You know, I didn't touch my junk when I was peeing. You know, like, unless I touch some bodily fluids or something, I'm just using sanitizer.
I'm the type, I go to a public bathroom, I'm going to wash my hands.
You see when I go out, I don't touch doorknobs. I kick everything open. I use my elbow.
He freaking Falcon kick. Fuck. I was like, Jesus.
Hold on. You was a Shawn Michaels fan too, so you know when the stool was
I've seen
you.
Those too.
Dude.
I'm
just
too.
Sexy voice.
Bro, I'm not trying to, you know me, my OCD. I'm not trying to touch anything to begin with. So I'm just like, all right.
Oh, man, it's fun.
But it's only when I don't have time to sit there and wash my hands, I'm booking it out of there with sanitizer. It's one or the other. Like, if I either got time to wash my hands or I got a bucket and I got sanitizer on me on deck. If I don't got sanitizer on deck, I got to sit there and wash my hands because I don't know where else I've been touching that day. And I'm just like, oh, no. I hate not being able to touch my face. That's one of the reasons why I wash my hands a lot. People always ask me, why do your hands be so ashy? Because I'll be like, yo, I'll be washing it every 5 minutes. I have no time to put on lotion because it's going to wash off when I go back. They're like, try this and that. I'm just like, it's going to still wash off. You don't understand how much I wash my hands.
His OCD is like...
Oh, God. Like, I'm not even trying to put myself in check these days, trying to calm myself. I be like telling myself, like, it's not that bad. It's not that serious. It's not that bad. It's not that serious. But then, you know, I'd be sitting there for an hour telling myself it's not that bad. Then I know it's that bad.
Yo, I'm telling you.
Like, I gotta wash my hands.
You see it in person. Other people understand. I see it in person. Trust me, I understand.
So best believe with all this Corona stuff.
Yo, but it's so cute. Jassiana comes to me the other day, and she's like, can I go play with Uncle Carlos when we get home? And I'm like, yeah, sure. And she's like, okay, I'm going to go to his room. But I have to take a shower first and put my pajamas because no street clothes on the bed. And I was just like...
We're going to use that same mentality. We're going to keep that.
She's learning. I'm telling you.
Yeah, I couldn't. I was like, okay, Auntie Carlos. All right.
Hey, you gotta teach them while they're young, man. You well. Gotta tell them when they're young.
I'm not mad at that. It's just she sounded exactly
like this nigga.
But you know what? Not for nothing though. When I first told Carl about it, like, he was just like, well, you know what? Yeah. Yeah. And I'm like, well, Carl, she sounded just like you. I know. I said that. I sure did.
Sales 100.
Like, what?
Hey, man, I just put the information out there. Where she picks up, she picks up. If she follows, she follows. I don't enforce it, okay? I just put it out there. It just was, you know, it just makes sense. No street clothes on the bed. It's like, you know, that's how you don't get Corona in your bed, okay? That's how you're not sleeping with Rona at night, all right?
Exactly.
But it's starting to drive me nuts because I'm seeing, you know, corporations and businesses all fall apart in all different industries. I'm watching everything fall apart right in front of me. And it's just like, what the hell is happening? Like, especially for me, being an entertainer, as a producer, as an actor, as a director, as an editor, you know, all forms of media right now is like, other than maybe online media, but, you know, live entertainment, you know, resorts, you know, theme parks and attractions, live events like concerts, games, festivals, sports. Yeah, sports. You know, all those things.
Can't even go fishing in this motherfucker right now.
I mean, you can, but you can't be around 10 other people while you do it.
Oh, shit, yeah.
You gotta be just like you. Like, literally, the number is 10. Any more than 10 people, you're asking for a problem. That's so what they're saying. And it's funny because why they said that there were 16 people on stage. So just like, you know, guys, you should follow your own advice. You know, one of y'all might die right now just because all y'all up there. But,
shit, pairs of threes to fives is good.
My whole thing is, I'm watching, you know, right now, a lot of movies, TV shows are they have to stop production, you know. Now, granted, you know, Ben Affleck or Matt Damon or any of the guys who, you know, Keanu Reeves, when their production get canceled, it doesn't hurt them. But when you think about the guys who are working on a production, the guys who hold the light, the guy who hold, you know, the props the guys who you don't see in front of the camera, those people, the women and the men behind the scenes, they're the one that's going to suffer from this because, you know, they get paid by gig. You know, it's like, you know, they wait for the next production to pay them. And there's like 70 productions right now that's on hold or canceled indefinitely. Like the Marvel series, all three of them that they were shooting, all of them are on hold right now. Star Wars, hold. Like, there's nothing that was in Matrix 4, hold. That shit just, yo, you don't know how much that hurt me when I found that out. That was hurtful. That was hurtful. Was Mission like, Impossible 7, on hold.
I thought a tear was going to come out your eye.
It's just, and that's this movie that's being shot. There's stuff that we already finished that's being pushed back.
To next year.
They still didn't announce when Mulan's going to come out now. Mulan was supposed to come out this Friday.
What? I was supposed to see that shit. I knew it was in March. What about court dates?
Court. People still gotta go to court. What you mean?
Fuck, man. They can't close that shit.
And they're like, hey, man, you can either get this corona or you're gonna go to jail. Pick one.
Don't worry. I'll go in there and say it. I got dismissed. Leave. Get the fuck out.
That might be an assault charge. You don't know.
I don't give a shit. You want me in the court? I'll be in the court.
Attempted murder.
Right? Attempted murder on the judge, the bailiff, the jury.
Oh, yeah, I'm going
like, he tried to murder the whole courtroom. He's like, I just coughed.
Yeah, I coughed, sneezed,
but it's getting to that point where people are, like, nervous as hell when somebody coughs next to them. Like, I've seen old people get up and run.
We cough, ladies and gentlemen.
They have to get up and run.
Like, they're like, I'm not staying here.
They're the first ones out with the Rona.
They are. They're calling it the boomer remover for a reason.
Yep. They're the first ones out.
It hurts to say and hear that because one of my current family members' mother passed away. I don't know if it was because of it, but it was recently, and it was like the day after. I think it was yesterday or...
I think they would have announced it if she had a Corona.
I don't know if it was. It just told me that she passed. So, R.I.P.
R.I.P. But the sad thing is, you know, half the world is either panicking too crazy about it, then you got the ones that's not giving no fucks at all, and not giving enough attention to it.
I'm gonna be honest with you. I'm the one not giving the fucks at all.
Yeah, but you one of the people that get to stay home and work from home. It's different.
From the very beginning, it's always just been like, all right, listen, y'all just not realizing that y'all supposed to be washing your hands.
I'm seeing it from Manhattan. It is scary from over there. It is like...
Dead.
It's dead. No. Like, where I work, there's a lot of restaurants, a lot of bars, all closed. All of them.
I would love walking down the street.
There's a lot of hotels around there. All closed.
Zombie like, flick right
like
now.
Like, only one is still open.
Alien flick right now.
That's what I... You don't know how bad I've been thinking about going out there shooting on I Am Legend, but here's what I keep thinking. We will put our people at risk by being there. Because we won't catch it, but we can give it to somebody else if we do. Mm. That's the whole problem. That's literally the one thing I've been fighting about filming out there in the city. While, you know, kind of like, look at all this prime real estate. Mm. Look at all these free locations where you can shoot without a permit. Ain't nobody going to stop us. We can shoot anything we want. But then I realized, what if one old person walked past us? We're going to keep the numbers low, probably 3-4 of us. Then that one person just having to, you know, cough in front of that old lady. That's it for that old lady. She is done. We don't even have to be next to her. We could probably be just 5 feet. 5 feet away. Because apparently you got to be 6 feet. So 5 feet away.
She could be coming to us. Not even knowing.
Either or. It's this weird time because it's like, even though we may not be at risk, other people could be at risk because of us. You know what I mean? We will never even know. And it's scary. That's the scariest part about it. That's why Idris Elba said he's not going out. Because he's like, he's fine. He don't have no symptoms. Mm-hmm. But he know if he go around, like we said earlier, if he go next to Betty White, mm-hmm. that's it. Betty White gone. Betty White going to be Betty Blue because she's going to be dead.
Gone.
That's shit.
Killed by the Rona.
I saw this video with Mel Brooks. Yeah, you ever seen Mel? You know who Mel Brooks is? You ever seen Spaceballs?
Yes.
Okay, so he was the one who played the fake Yoda, and he may actually the one who created Spaceballs and Blazing Saddles and a bunch of other comedies, Young Frankenstein, and so forth. But his son did a video. So his son was outside while his father Mel Brooks was inside the glass. Mm-hmm. So he was given basically an example of social distancing, and he was like, "Hey, see, you know, I could get the corona, but I'll be fine. But I give it to my dad, you know, he could catch it, and then he may go next to Carl Reiner. Carl Reiner's an old director. And then he could go to Jerry Lewis. Jerry Lewis was, like, the original the professor. And then, you know, and they could all die because of me." Yeah, and I was just sitting here, like, that's so crazy that, you know, like, we call it the boomer remover, and it's funny, but that shit is legit a boomer remover. Like, it's skipping ages. Mind the dog, people. You know, we're back in the whip filming this episode. See, the dog know what's up, though.
What is this?
Dogs can't get the coronavirus, though. That already been proven. They can't get the corona. So, your dogs are fine, people. Shit. I've only ever had Lassie to go get my groceries. Say what?
I said, in China, they murdering everything left and right.
Well, they sanitizing everything. They shut down everything at one time to do it. And they're able to go right back into, you know, back to normal. Where over here, they're taking their sweet time to shut down the city.
Forever.
Like, just shut it down already.
Just close the shit down so I can stay in the house. Fuck to get the shit over with and go back with my daily routine.
Like, my whole thing is, like, they talk about this may last until July, August. And I'm just like, who got time for all that?
China started this and ended this in a 3-week span period.
Right, in 1 month. In 1 month. In and out. In and out.
I'm talking about these niggas was sitting in their windows with their windows open singing the national anthem. Just motivating each other. And she was in and out in 3 to 4 weeks.
Italy is on its way to be right there, too.
Italy is full lockdown. Everybody. These niggas are outside windows playing ping pong.
Right?
Like, shit, having fun.
Just shut it down.
Just shut it down already.
Because they're just going to keep on hemorrhaging if they keep going at this rate. It's going to keep bleeding and bleeding. Every day they slowly try to, you know, pull the bandage off, the longer it's going to fucking take to get bounce back. We can bounce back fast. If anything, we could prove. We know we can lay on our ass and do nothing for a week. Let us do that so we can get back to normal. All we need is a quick reset.
Shit.
That's a fact.
We need a quick...
Employers, watch how... Go ahead. Close these goddamn stores. Close all these businesses.
The crazy thing about it, a lot of businesses don't want to close. They're like, yo, we need to be brave and courageous, and we need to stay open. It's like, no, what the fuck are you talking about? That's not brave. That's not courageous. That's irresponsible.
Listen, I guarantee you, when you open up again Monday morning, or whenever they decide to open things back up, you're going to find each and every one of your employees there, ready to work, energized. Nobody's going to be complaining about nothing. Niggas ain't going to be calling out for nothing, because I know I'm not. Man. I'm not going to sit here call out and... No.
My job has aim.
I'm trying to be play catch up.
Last week, Charles Barkley was at my job. I find out later, not from my job, that Charles Barkley had to take the test for the corona. And he hasn't told anybody yet whether he had it or not. So I'm like, you know, this will be the perfect time for the job to let people know, hey, that guest we had last week, he may or may not have it, but we should let you know. Because that's a responsible thing to do. Nope. Nothing. Haven't heard shit from them. And I'm just saying here, just like, so we all just going to die, huh? We all going to die together. We're going to have to quarantine this whole building. Ain't nobody leaving.
Your job. All of you may die, but that is a sacrifice.
I am willing to take.
Yo, that's how my job sounds right now.
Shit, my job is the same
thing. I think that's all jobs right now, because they thinking about deadlines, they thinking about the dollar right now, and it's like, it's showing that, one, it's showing how they really feel. It's the jobs are really showing how they really feel. Like, they don't give two fucks about people's personal well-being. They used to at least pretend. They used to at least pretend. Nowadays, it's like, I don't give a fuck if you die. You better pull up. Some way, some form. These teachers still got pulled up to these schools just to do this remote learning, to learn how to do this stuff. Like, I was watching the news yesterday, and they were like, some of these teachers, he was complaining. Like, some of these teachers don't know how to start a Google Hangout account. Like, we got to teach them step by step how to open up a Google account, how to turn on the webcam. And I'm just like, bruh, why are you mad for? He was acting like he was telling his mom for the 100th time how to turn on a computer. Like, like, bro, you act like it's you literally that's going to have to do it. It's everybody else. Everybody else is the one that suffered from this. Everybody. There are no winners in this situation except for people who are selling, you know, all the survival stuff. Other than that, you know, everybody's losing except, you know, people who end up with the bailout. Unless they give everybody in this country a bailout. Which I think is the only way things are going to work. If not, all I see is riots. All I see is
fighting.
It's going to get crazy. If everybody can't pay rent, if everybody landlord is on their throat, like, you better pay up. And because here's what I'm noticing. You guys know the story of the Fire Festival?
Mm-hmm.
You seen the documentary or anything about the Fire Festival?
I didn't see the documentary, but I know about
the did you see the documentary about the Fire Festival? All right, here's a quick recap of the Fire Festival. So, the guy who was running the Fire Festival, right? He didn't have enough time or money to make that shit work. But the more money he would get, he would use that to buy more time. And, you know, it was just like, all right, if I get this many people to buy this many tickets, we'll be able to take care of this, you know, this many tents and blah, 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 or whatever, right? I'm starting to realize that's every fucking business in America. The only difference between this every other business in America and Fire Festival, they ran out of money. So they look bad because they ran out of money. I'm starting to realize every other business is the exact same way. Because look what happened after 2 weeks of shit shutting down. Now everybody's begging for a bailout. Everybody's begging for a fucking bailout now. Like, oh, I need help. I need help. I can't do this anymore. I need the government to pay up. And it's like, where's all this fucking money going? Where the fuck is all this money going? And y'all need a fucking bailout. It don't make no sense. $1 billion businesses are asking for bailouts. It's like, where is the money going then?
Where is all my tax money going?
People are talking, you know, like, I get it. You know, there's manufacturing costs. There's, you know, real, you know, taxes. You know, there's paying employees. There's this, there's that, insurance, and this and that. But you telling me that these businesses can't hold it another, like, that's, it's crazy where, you know, when you hear somebody's like, you know, I'm living paycheck to paycheck, you know, like, I'm one check away from being homeless. You hear that from an average person. Yeah. You don't expect to hear that from a billion dollar business. Like, we got one paycheck from crumbling.
How the heck you got a Fortune 500, that's how they call it?
Mm-hmm.
Fortune 500 that you built from the ground up, and then you asking the government for money when people need, yo, goods. You can suffer. Find a way. There's other people that can use that. You're supposed to be rich.
Like, I'm watching Hollywood right now, and Hollywood is in so much shambles because, like, prime example, I'm going to use Disney. Now, Disney may not be that hurt because they got so much money. But, you know, let's say they needed Mulan to drop this week. Like, let's say Mulan was going to be a guaranteed hit, and I believe it would have been a number one movie. It's Mulan, and it's a remake of a movie that we all grew up with, and, you know,
if they did it right.
If they did it, no, I believe even if they didn't do it right, it could have been number one on its first week out. Like, if this Corona shit didn't happen, you know, and China was okay, America was okay, Disney probably could have made $1 billion with that, and then they're like, all right, cool, we're going to go build another Disney World at this location now, or whatever, right? But because they don't drop Mulan this week, that's not a guaranteed billion they're not going to see. Now, they can't guarantee to fix the Disney World they currently got. They can't guarantee the stuff they're producing for Disney Plus. They can't, because, you know, that's a whole billion they don't have to produce shit. You know what I mean? So that's, now, think about every other business that's doing the exact same thing. car company can't make it they can't finish the cars they're making now, which can't guarantee the car they're supposed to make next year. Basically, everybody's pipeline is being ruined. No matter who it is, nobody can pay the next check for the next thing.
Just because of something that we can't fucking physically see.
And it's like, how is our system this fake? How is it this flimsy? That just like that, a house of cars, it just fall... It just fall apart, just like that. Just like that. It only, it's still the beginning of the year. It hasn't even hit springtime yet. Like, whoa. Like, how, and they're talking about this gonna last in the summer?
You know, when I write down the date, I'm still in like February time. Like, it takes me a while to process that we're in March.
It's still processing.
Like, we're still that early in the fucking year, my dude. Like, can't. Goddamn. Every month has been something so far. Like, what the fuck?
I'm just trying to figure out, you know, like, not to get spiritual or religious, but in the Bible, things don't get any better from here. That's all you want to know what I'm talking about, you pick up the book yourself, do the research. But it don't get any better from here. And I'm watching things happening, and I'm just like, if we don't get this bailout, it's going to be fucking dystopia. Dystopian movies all over. Mad Max style. Like, people are going to riot. People are going to lose their mind. And the 1%, the rich... Oh,
good luck.
They're gonna be the first ones out.
They're the first one that's gonna disappear. Like, oh, I'm out. I'm dipping. When people can't find food, because they really can't find food now in the supermarket, mm-hmm. They can't find toilet paper. Like, it's already a wrap. People already are not having the resources needed to survive this. So, you telling me if this is gonna be official shutdown going on to summer, people can't go to work. People can't pay their bills. They're not giving a bailout to the average American, but these big businesses are getting the bailouts, and we still gonna get charged for rent. We still gonna get charged for mortgages and car insurance and light bills. It's not gonna work. You can't expect to tell people don't work for a living and still have them pay their bills.
You can't.
It's not going to work.
I gotta.
And if they try this, I already see it. It's going to be pandemonium.
The Joker movies.
No, worse.
The Purge.
The Purge is worse because the Purge was actually civilized.
No,
they knew once a year they can do that.
I'm
talking about
chaos.
Because there was rules with the Purge. There ain't gonna be no rules with this.
There's still gonna be law enforcement. Law enforcement got guns. What you mean?
Guns ain't gonna stop everybody.
Yeah, but right now, not everybody got access to weapons.
Like, not everybody got access to weapons, but it ain't gonna be too long till these riots gonna get out of control, and they gonna form enough weapons.
Shit.
And the guys ain't gonna probably be part of them. It's not gonna get any better. And the mayor said it himself, it's gonna get far worse before it gets better. So the Fed I literally watched him. It was almost like he was begging. Like they got the money. They got the money.
Got it.
We seen them bail people out before. It can come out of thin air with them. Why not? They got the money.
He was
like, come on. He's like, I don't know if they're gonna give it to us, but they got it. They know they got it.
He's letting everybody know it is not. Nothing to do with me. So when y'all lose your mind, don't come after me.
It's far past the state situation right now. He like, the state got to get in here. You know what I mean? It's past the state. The Fed got to get in this, man. The government got to step in. He like, this is far past state control. So far apart past our control. He like, I don't know what to do. I really don't. We trying. We opening hospitals. We're trying. Stay home. That's all I swear he repeated that 100 times. Just stay home. Just stay home.
Don't even go to work. And you know what pissed me off about that? Not for nothing. So I get a phone call from my supervisors earlier today. And it's like, hey, so, I didn't go to work yesterday or today. And it's like, all right, so you didn't come into work, that's fine. You know, tomorrow, starting tomorrow, everybody's going to be working from home. You know, so we're good. This is how, it's still a schedule. This is how we got to do things. Okay, fine. Not a problem. And then my supervisor goes, but by the way, I'm going to need you to put your personal time in for Monday and Tuesday. Why? That part, I don't understand.
Right.
Like
they know we're in a crisis.
You do know that I did not choose to take this personal time. You do know that. Like, schools are closed. I have a 5-year-old. If the schools are closed, daycare is closed. Like,
there's nothing I can do.
There's nothing I can do.
Businesses are showing their faces right now. They don't care.
Oh, well, you're still going to have... No. We will have a very, very huge conversation about... No, I'm not going to put in my personal time. No, that's my personal time. No. I did not choose to close the schools Sunday evening at 6 o'clock in the evening. All right? Knowing that schools was, like, less than 12 hours away. Like...
It's gonna get bad before it gets better. That's the one thing the mayor kept saying. And I believe him. Now, some people was like, oh, they're just doing this to scare the people. There's nothing really bad out there. It's just the cold. It's just the... Even if that's the case, things are being shut down. Things are being, you know, life is on hold. Virus or no virus, the reaction to the virus is going to affect our lives more ways than one.
It's not just a regular cold. It's affecting the whole world at this point.
And, you know, not to be a conspiracy theorist here, but, you know, something must be happening because I noticed a couple of weeks ago, I noticed a lot of people, you know, big name people, you know, were leaving their corporations, you know.
Yeah.
Like a lot of people, like Bob Iger, the guy who was CEO of Walt Disney. I literally just bought his book. Like, when I went on a cruise, which now nobody can go on a cruise, so I was happy enough that...
You got it on the cruise.
I got my cruise fix out the way, because that's done for. There's no more cruises. Not for me, at least. I ain't getting on no cruise. I think I'm good on that. That's for my safety. But, you see, Bob Iger stepped down of Disney. Then the CEO of IBM, CEO of Hulu... Uber Eats, MasterCard, Victoria's Secret, LinkedIn, Bayer's, MGM Resorts, they all stepped down. Mind you, these are all the businesses that's taking hits now.
They got their own, I'm out.
They're like, I see what's about to happen. I want out. I'm not even trying to be the guy to fix this shit. I don't know how to recover for that. If I Bob, I'll leave too. I'm like, yo, I got us Fox, I got us Marvel, I got us Muppets, I got a Star Wars.
Figure it out.
Yeah, I figure this out.
I'm going on vacation. When this shit blows over, I might come back.
Good, call me when it's done.
This is like, no. Now all those memes make sense. When you're walking away, like leaving the office while the work is going up in flames.
That's how I was Friday.
You clock out.
That's exactly how I was Friday. They was like, alright, see you Monday. Uh-huh, yeah. Mm-hmm. The second I get,
I'm
out.
One thing's for sure, I'm anticipating the worst. I don't know how prepared I really am for this. You know, I don't have no saving set up. But at the same time, I don't feel like my money is going to do anything at a time like this. Because there's nothing in stores to buy, what is your money going to do for you?
Nothing's open.
Nothing is open, so there's nothing to buy.
Yo, it's so crazy right now. Like, legit, when I sit here and I'm just like, yo, I'm hungry. Like, okay, what do I want to eat? And I look around and everything is closed. And I'm just like, oh, that's what Frenchie means while you can't make up your mind. I love you, baby. Happy birthday, though.
Happy birthday to me. Everything's closed. I can't party. I can't go to Dave and Buster's.
I still got you your Captain Morgan.
Hey, I will be drinking right. That motherfucker. I promise you that will be done.
And I got you baby free tonight.
Yes. Thank
God. I'm going to miss her, though. Trust me. I'm going to miss her. Oh, my God.
Our birthday's going to suck next month. That's for sure. Yeah. I was hoping to do a whole party. We were going to rent out a theater and everything. Thanks. That's a dub.
And then after that...
We can't even get more than 10 people in the room. Oh, my God. That kills me. Ah! As a person whose whole thing is about getting a bunch of people in a room. Ah! That's insane to me. If 10, things don't get better... Could you imagine a world where it's literally illegal to have more than 10 people in a room together? Could you imagine that? Shit. Like, I know that's some real end-of-the-world movies type stuff, but things... I'm just like... We have to really just pay attention to the times right now because anything is possible.
Anything is crazy and fucking possible, bro.
Sorry for the noise. If you're hearing noise in the background, like I said, we in these streets right now with Cypher because, you know.
Shit's going crazy.
And not for nothing. We've seen a lot of people drive by with face masks on. So make sure you get your face mask from escapefromcoronavirus.com.
Remember, escape from the coronavirus.
It escaped from the coronavirus.com. Sorry, y'all.
Please get your equipment. Please be prepared.
Word, it's coming.
And we're gonna have some funny skits about.
Oh yeah, definitely. Like I'm gonna show you how I feel because it really feels like the end of the world for me watching this go down. But it feels like the Wayans directed I Am Legend, or they directed Book of Eli. So I'm just gonna show y'all what I see in my head of what I see.
I just want Mad Max and Resident Evil. No, technically not. The Walking Dead. I can take the regular zombies.
No, I don't want to deal with zombies. I'm good.
What you mean? I want to walk around with sledgehammers and like da da da, smashing heads all day.
I did not wake up thinking about killing people. That's not people. They definitely look like people.
They look like people. As soon as they go, I'm like,
And not for nothing, I enjoy the very minimum amount of sleep that I get right now. Then have to worry about if a zombie's going to break into my room and eat my brains.
What are you talking about? That's why we barricade the door.
That's all right. That's why I'm quarantined now. Like, I'm good with just the quarantine. Just leave me with the quarantine. Let Mother Nature start all over again.
Oh, so yeah. But look, have you seen the movie Quarantine?
No. Have you?
Yes.
How do you feel about that movie?
I don't want it to happen, bro. I'm sorry. I don't want quarantine.
Now, you know that movie came out around the time of swine flu, right? That's what inspired that movie.
Yeah.
Like, the bad movie, Epidemic, all these movies are, you know, they all hypotheses, I forgot how to pronounce the word, of what could happen. It's,
hypothesis?
You know, thank you. I can't pronounce that word for shit just now. But... You know, they all, you know, just like, what if this happened? You know, what if this virus broke out here and da-da-da-da-da-da-da. I'm actually going to watch that on Netflix today and get some more ideas for our show, Escape from Coronavirus. But, I don't know, y'all. It's scary. It's scary times right now. They're saying if you smoke, it's a bad time to be a smoker because this stuff is all about lungs and whatnot. My lungs feel fine. So, hopefully... We don't. I guess watch out who you buy your weed from now. I guess.
Yeah, buy weed. And then
make sure they get
who you smoke with.
Somebody might get the corona. You know, so be careful. Be careful.
Please
you
be selective. Please be in small groups.
Make sure somebody's coughing before the blunt is lit.
Exactly.
Like, okay, he's coughing and the blunt's not even lit yet. Okay.
You can't smoke with us.
We gotta go. We gotta go.
You got your own bud?
Oh, okay, yeah.
Cool.
Let's stick to that.
Yeah, but then you gotta be 6 feet from that nigga the whole day.
No, we're gonna be past 6 feet. We're gonna be gone.
And then you can't shake hands. You gotta tap feet. Elbows. People already start doing that at my job. Like, hey, what's up, man? What's going on? I'm like, oh, shit, right. We
out here looking
only
like...
Only a few people, they still give, you know, daps, handshakes and everything, but...
Man, we out here looking like ninjas giving out handshakes.
Everybody going, elbows, then, elbows. What's up, my nigga?
People
elbows.
Got gloves on. People in full quarantine outfits.
Going full Wakanda, like Wakanda Forever. What's up?
Oh, hell yeah. Wakanda Forever.
What's that? Oh, you got them elbows. Like, it's just...
Got to do the X-Mall with the... Oh, God.
I'm just waiting to see what happened next at this point, because, you know, I'm still going to work, so I'm still seeing the city. I'm still seeing, you know... Like, tomorrow I'm really contemplating just walking around New York City and just filming... How empty things are. I just gotta show you guys how empty Times Square is right now. Like, I've never in my life seen Times Square empty. Until now.
Joyride and a half. La da 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 da. It's so empty. Da da.
Like, I'm gonna film something tomorrow.
No traffic. Da da.
I'm gonna film something, but it's just. It's, I don't know, man. It's just devastating.
Sad times, man.
Like, I don't want to say, I'm not scared, because I know me, whatever happens, I'm going to be all right, but I can't say the rest, for the rest of the world, people act crazy when they're scared, they don't know how to act when they're scared.
For example, you buy toilet paper.
Right. Oh my lord, they fight.
Their survival instincts kicked in and they bought toilet paper.
A dude needed, and water, don't forget. Somebody got stabbed over water. Oh god, survival instinct is real. I need
because,
this.
Because the virus is coming from booty holes, apparently.
One person sneeze, 10 people take shits.
People buy canned goods. You know, get dehydrated food.
Cook.
Yeah, but food could get spoiled. I'm talking about get stuff that, you know, can last 3 months or so. If they're really talking about this shit, it's really going to be shut down.
Go out and buy the same day.
Bro, you can't find this shit anywhere.
Oh, no. I thought they said at least grocery stores would still be open. At least shit. They said everything.
Bro, the shit's been shut down, down. That's why that's what the reason I'm pissed with everything else. I'm just like, yeah, y'all just gonna shut off some parts of everything, but leave the other parts open? Like, that don't make no sense. Send everybody home and start quarantining the blocks and start spraying this shit down.
Basically.
Spray whatever the fuck y'all gotta spray and get it out the way. Tell me what day I can't go outside and I'll just not smoke that day. I just go in the staircase or something. Just do something. If we're even allowed to go in the case that day.
That's like $15 worth of gas gone right there. And you went halfway down the block.
That has to be
compensation for
that. Got a whole alarm going off and everything.
For no reason.
That's your car.
Is your car going off?
It sure is.
That's crazy. Anywho. Is it your car?
Yeah.
Wow. It stopped. Wow, okay.
I told you.
Anyways, I'm waiting to see what happens. I hope they let me go home so I can just stay home and just work on selling online products and getting our online business going, selling, you know, making more videos and dropping them daily. Mm-hmm. And, you know, focus on making that my daily living instead of this shit, going to the city and worry about getting coronavirus.
Shit, hell yeah.
You know, like, I'll be happily fine working from home. Best believe. I'll produce everything I got to produce. In the house, all I gotta do is rearrange my room. We'll turn that shit to a studio. I'll just sleep in the corner of the room, you know, and the rest of the room will just be the full blown studio. And, you know, I'll be perfectly fine working from home. We'll order our food from Amazon Prime. we'll get our groceries from there. I'll never leave the house. I'll just stay right there. I work out right there. You know, I go on Tinder and, you know, I record, you know, the girl got to show up in a hazmat suit and everything. She can't be coming, you know, she can't get naked day one. We basically got to be Bubble Boy in this bitch. Like, we all just going to be in bubbles until we know each other good enough and come back with tests to prove that nobody got corona. You know, then we can take it to the next level in our relationship, you know?
I need you to bring back a list of obstacles.
That's a whole movie right there. A whole relationship started when they met during the coronavirus epidemic.
Quarantine love, Nick.
Right? Quarantine love. But can you imagine if life becomes like Bubble Boy and everybody has to be in their own bubble?
I want to be with you.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Like, people can't really go out in public unless they're all wearing a suit. Can you imagine that?
Right now, we got curfew, so, I mean, what? Listen. Yeah, we got curfew. 8 p.m. to 5 a.m. Everybody has to be inside by 8 p.m. Curfew.
Oh, shit. We got it.
Are we getting closer and closer to martial law?
Oh, no.
I'm telling you.
You can't take away my freedom!
New Jersey, Connecticut, Pennsylvania, they're ready since yesterday. New York City is like, yeah, today,
no wonder 8 o'clock. Why my grandmother left for Dubai.
That was stupid.
I was getting ready to leave town. I heard all of this, and I was just like, you know what? We're going to have to cancel this trip. I don't want to leave and can't come back.
Unless you purposely went out there because you're going to get quarantined out there. But Dubai, though, that was still stupid.
I'm not leaving this country. Are you crazy? That's scary as hell. You want to leave America when there's a quarantine going? If it's the end of the world, I'd rather be in America.
I'll be in DR.
St. Thomas.
You know why I wouldn't be in any LA country? Because there was this one movie. I think, was it called Earthquake? What was it called? I forget. The guy who made Hostel, written, directed, and played a part in it. And it was, I believe it was called Quake or something like that. And he was in some third world country. And they had an earthquake. And it just made me really thought about, especially from my perspective of, living in Haiti for a year, visiting Haiti a couple of times before then, and, really knowing my Haitian people. I don't want to be over there when the fucking shit hits the fan. I already saw what they did during the fucking earthquake. I'm not there for the end of the world. Fuck that. Nope. I'd rather be in America. Because I can do with Americans better than I can probably do with a Haitian. Because they're going to look at my aunt and be like, oh, he a white boy. Fuck this nigga. They're not going to take me seriously over there. I can talk my way out of shit in America. I'm not gonna be talking my way out of shit in Haiti. That ain't happening. That motherfucker look at me like a white boy. I didn't earn my Haitian privilege yet. Try to believe you, I know.
Shit, you're gonna have to get a couple bodies and then people.
I would have to be the illest nigga with a machete out there. Them niggas is not if you don't have money, nah, nigga. What the fuck you want? Money's the only way to get niggas to be on your side over there. Mm-hmm. You need that paper. And at the end of the world, what the fuck is paper gonna do?
And you know what? In DR, the paper is different colors, so it's not even technically green. So you gotta have those multicolored papers.
Right? You better come in there like a dictator with money and an army. You're not coming there.
If you ain't coming there with drugs, guns, money.
Yeah. See, in America, it's a little different. We have more of an established base here. Get what I'm saying? We got the hood right here. We don't have to leave this neighborhood without worrying about somebody coming to take our spot. We good here. We know people here. This is our community. Our community probably got our back. We don't know yet until shit really hits the fan. Everybody got our back now. But say the block ain't got no more food. There ain't no food in the big mall, the small mall, the block. There's nothing. Nothing at all. You probably can't even cop a bag of anything anywhere. And one person finally get a bag, and he on the green courts. And he got food.
Oh, nah.
He got some chips.
We got a hot chip.
We got beef. We got beef.
Who are you? I don't know. Yo, bro, we supposed to be. Wait, hold on.
About to be a wrap. People are going to suffer if it continues. And that's what I'm worried about the most.
I think that would be the moment that New Yorkers would stop caring about Tim's.
Facts of life.
Might be too bloody.
Them Jordans ain't gonna mean nothing when you can't eat.
Nope.
Because already food has stopped being shipped over here from different countries. I work with a lot of restaurants, and the one restaurant I deal with, their orders went to from 500 orders a day to 20 orders a day.
Wow.
And it's they can't even order from Italy or China no more to get anything. And it's it's a wrap. It's what's going to happen when there's nothing to ship to me, to this area no more? What the hell is going to happen? People are not prepared for this. Nobody. Especially if they're talking about 3 months. I don't believe these stores around us have 3 months worth of shit.
No.
Not for the community.
No.
Not for the area that we live. You see how many floors Rochdale has alone? That's how many buildings, how many circles?
Right.
And these itty bitty.
I think there's 25,000 people alone in Rochdale. And that's just, 25,000 apartments, I should say. Not even people. 25,000 apartments.
And each apartment got about 10 people in
it. Right.
Don't matter the size of the apartment. Yeah,
fucking tight.
We're going to run out of food.
ASAP.
Fast.
3 months?
Fast.
Three days. It's going to be riots over here. It's going to look like an episode of Lost.
Oh shit!
Lord of the Flies. This is gonna be.
I'm talking about like Ak is gonna be at his house selling food, like whatever's in his fridge. Like, oh, this is all I got left, people.
Give me the phone.
This is all I got left.
People are gonna be breaking into the blocks. They're like, I know there gotta be something in here. They're gonna be drinking expired milk. Like,
oh, God. Shit. Let's
ready. Like, you ain't cool if you eat his cottage cheese.
I want the cash and get yours over this goddamn cottage cheese.
Oh, that's all the shit we got.
Damn! Fuck up. Eat cheese.
Hold your breath, nigga.
You want to eat, right? You want to eat? Grab them expired crackers. Bring them expired crackers over here.
I'm going to throw up. That's dinner.
That's soup. That's soup. Put that away.
Ew, ew.
We're going to put some salt in that.
Okay. We're done.
We're
over. It's over.
Good later, guys. See you later. Like, oh god, my stomach hurt. Like, oh, it's hard to hurt to laugh.
But to be on the real though, before we sign off, I do want to say to you guys, I don't want you guys to be scared. I don't want you guys to, you know, like I said, these are scary times. And, you know, there's different reasons you may be afraid. You may be afraid about not being able to make ends meet after this. You may be afraid of, you know, getting a loved one sick or getting sick yourself. Or, you know, just worrying about somebody you love getting sick. You know, these are very uncertain times for almost everything and everyone. And I just want you guys to be mindful and just to remember to put yourself in other people's shoes no matter what goes down. Because there's a lot of people that's like, oh, you see, you should have more than one source of income, then you wouldn't be like this. You know, and it's like, bro, don't do that. People are hurting right now. You know, it's like, you know, everybody have a different circumstance and situations. You know, so be mindful, you know, be help if you can. Because there's people out here who went in the stores and bought out all the hand sanitizers and wipes and this and that and tried to upcharge them and everything like that. And it got to the point where it was like the sheriff or something had to pull up to the guy's house and like, nah, you're donating these. You got to donate that stuff. And he could, yeah, I mean, he had no choice because Amazon and stuff would allow him to sell it. But, you know, if you have anything that you know the next man don't have and, you know, you got a bundle. If you got mad toilet paper, share some goddamn toilet paper. That's for one. Don't let your neighbors smell like shit and you got toilet paper right there. That's uncalled for.
We all gotta make sacrifices.
Right? You're like, come on. Come on.
This is not coming from your ass.
Share some goddamn toilet paper, share some water, you know, share some food. This is the time where community is needed. And it's crazy to say that because it's the time where we need to be separated like a motherfucker. So it's like, some real stressful times right now. But be mindful that, you know, some people are more blessed than others, weirdly to say. And, you know, if you are one of those people who are blessed, pass those blessings on if you can.
To someone in need.
People are going to suffer in this time, especially if they're talking about 3 months.
This is going to be the hardest fucking 3 months.
It's going to be a rough time for everybody. But if you have more than others, please help. I'm not asking for the help, but I would sure like some help, but I'm not asking for it. But I would still like some.
I'm asking for a lot.
But I'm not asking. Nah, because there's people, like, you know,
you
people
would like to have some.
I already know what I'm going to do. I'm going to just keep trying to make these online businesses pop. Like, somebody buy something. Buy this. KingCandyOnline.com. Favorite Smoke Club. Somebody, please, anybody. I'm going to be there all day, every day.
We got good products.
I'll be online every single day, hustling my ass off. I'll go on OnlyFans if I have to, sell my ass online if I have to make sure we get some money in the fucking house. But I'm not asking for help. But I'm saying, if Oprah out here giving checks, Oprah, you could give me a check. I would appreciate that check. You know what I mean? If 50 comes back, I would
think, well, like
50,
a check.
50, no, I'm not taking a check. No, 50 going out. He gonna want that money back. What the corona shit is over.
With interest.
Right? Like, man. Nah. You can keep that fifth. Truth. You can keep that fifth. You can keep that. It's all right. No Speaking thing. Of which, you know they was getting ready to shoot Power out here, Canaan Rising, on the 22nd. And now that whole show is postponed because of this whole coronavirus. Oh, yeah. I was tight because I was really planning for the pull up on that shoot. Like, yo, we're going to go watch this show. We're going to watch them shoot this show. We're going to take some notes. Now on Jamaica, where we were filming the other day for America So Crazy in the Cali Block. Oh. Exactly where we were filming that night. Yeah, I got it. And that's the one thing I hate about this. We were filming our movie. We were getting the bar rolling. And then this shit happened. Right in the middle of our movie. So It's not just Hollywood affected by this, but indie filmmakers too. Like, I really feel for my fellow indie filmmakers. I know a lot of film festivals coming up, and they really depended on these festivals to sell their movie. Can't sell it now. No festival. Nobody buying nobody see a movie now. Nobody's going to see a movie. So now people gave me to go see the movie and know about your movie is. I mean, the worst part is about the festivals, a whole bunch of local economy is now going to make no money. Because a lot of these places depend on these festivals to make money. You know, the people who make food, the food vendors, you know, all these other people that, you know, come out during these festivals, they're all going to take a loss. So it's like
the
I say,
The hard working American
is going to take a loss.
Feeds America.
So be mindful of everybody. Be mindful of everything, because we all going to see hard right now. And if we stick together, we can make it through. You know, we made a lot of jokes here today, but I know for a fact we can get through this. So when shit hits the fan, y'all, put yourself in other people's shoes before you react, okay? Don't get crazy. Don't start ready to attack people. Because I seen what y'all doing Black Friday. Let's not do that, all right?
Yeah, be walking in there and Kurt Frank people. Stomp.
Till next time. Much love. God bless. 2 pieces of chicken grease. I'll see y'all later.
Laters.
Night.